seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن العقلاء تركوا فضول الدنيا فكيف الذنوب وترك الدنيا من الفضل وترك الذنوب من الفرض.
Imam al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, "The people of intellect have abandoned the excesses of this world. But what about sins? Forsaking worldly excesses is merely a virtue, whereas abandoning sins is an obligation."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam has these beautiful conversations, these beautiful dialogues with his friends, his companions, his family members and his relatives, and the people in general. This divinely appointed Imam has this one beautiful conversation where he talks to his companion about tribulations and the role that supplication and dua plays when it comes to tribulations. In response to the companion's query, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says, "When a tribulation befalls a believing servant, and Allah the Great and Almighty inspires them with supplication, the tribulation is going to be removed. And when a tribulation befalls a believing servant and they refrain from supplicating to Allah, the tribulation ends up lasting for a long time. And then Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam says to his companion, "Therefore, when tribulation comes down, adhere to supplication and implore Allah, the Great and Mighty." So dear friends, supplication is truly something which is very important. And not only is it important, but it can change the course of our lives. For as Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, when tribulation befalls a mu'min and Allah inspires them to supplicate, that tribulation is then removed. But on the contrary, when we decide to not supplicate to Allah, when we become arrogant or when we despair, then we don't do dua, and the tribulation ends up lasting for a long time. So in the trials and tribulations and calamities and hardships and difficulties of our life, dear brothers and sisters, always remember to hold on fast to supplication and ad-du'a to Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Now, I just wanted to point out to the intellectual aspect of the Imam. There's a very beautiful hadith, a very long hadith from Hisham ibn Hakam, one of the greatest theologians. There's a lot of things to mention in regards to him as well, and how he debated, how he challenged great scholars by going to Baghdad, by going to different Basra, by going to different places, and he challenged them. And he promoted the phenomena, the ideology, or the thought of imamat and wilayat, you know, by defeating them, right? Like that famous, in that big masjid of Baghdad that he goes, a great scholar sitting on the pulpit and he's explaining. And then he says, "I have few simple questions to ask. You know, what do you do with your ear? What do you do with your eyes? What do you do with your mouth?" You know, the scholar was saying, "What are you, you know, why are you asking these questions?" He said, why don't you answer it?" And eventually pointing out to where does this all commands come from? All of these commands comes from the aql. So aql is that, you know, reality of imamat. You know, how can this whole creation be left without that sort of intellectual reality where the whole creation is guided towards, whether this little creation of our is guided by our aql the same way? Then that's how he introduced imamat in big gatherings. Now, there's a very beautiful hadith from the seventh imam in regards to Hisham ibn Hakam, and that is in regards to aql. They say, Imam says that, you know, there is two hujjat. One hujjat is internal hujjat, internal proof, and there is another hujjat, which is outside. The internal proof, the esoteric reality, or the internal reality, or the proof, is the intellect of man. Aql of man is considered as hujjat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is external hujjat, which are considered to be the imams, which are considered to be the anbiya, which are considered to be the prophets and the messengers of God. Now, there has to be a correlation. There has to be a relationship. If the internal aql goes or makes an error, then you have the external aql, which will really rectify it and correct it. That's why we say that Islam is a religion of fitra. Islam is a religion of aql.
for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.